All right, we've got a fun one today. You know those places that just pique your curiosity with the name alone?
I think I know where you're going with this.
Well, this is one of those. Someone sent us some info on that place on Blanco.
Okay, yeah. That place on Blanco, it definitely rolls right off the tongue. Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It really does. It just screams, "Come on in and hear my story." And the location adds to it, right? Boulevarde, Texas.
The Verde, yeah. You're not going to find a ton of big city hustle and bustle out there.
Exactly. Boulevarde's got that whole small town, everyone knows your name vibe.
Oh, for sure. Strong sense of community, that's Pulverde.
Yep.
And you know what? Those local businesses, they really become like the heart of it all.
Which makes that place on Blanco even more interesting, right?
Right.
Because their website, it's definitely a website, but one thing they emphasize over and over, where friends meet. Everywhere you look on the site, there it is.
Putting it front and center. Bold move.
And maybe a clue, like this is the core of who they are. And speaking of meeting up with friends, can we talk about these hours, Monday through Wednesday? They don't even open until 3 p.m.
3 p.m. See, that tells me something right away. They're not just thinking about the lunch rush, they're catering to a different crowd.
Yeah. Who are those people rolling in at 3 p.m. on a Monday?
Well, I was thinking, knowing Bulverde, a lot of folks commute into San Antonio for work, right? So maybe it's those folks clocking out, ready to unwind, maybe meet up with some friends. Makes sense to me.
Makes total sense. But get this, Thursday through Saturday, they're open until midnight.
Whoa, okay, now that's interesting. It's like they shift gears as the week goes on.
Like a whole different vibe.
Could be. Maybe it's the place to be for late night eats, or maybe it gets a little more lively. Like you always say, you love a good local bar scene, and this might just be your next spot to check out.
Okay, noted. Adding it to the list. And then there's Sunday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m.
That, my friend, is prime time family time, Sunday brunch, maybe big family dinners.
It really does seem like they're covering all the bases for social gatherings, but here's the thing that's really throwing me no menu on the website.
You know, you don't see that too often these days. Everything's online now. It's kind of their digital storefront, and they skipped it entirely. Makes you think.
Right. In the age of food blogs and online ordering, they're like, nope, come on down and be surprised. Why?
Well, it could be strategic. Maybe they change their menu all the time, you know, based on what's fresh and in season. Like you, farm-to-table fans would love that.
Oh, that's true. That would make sense, especially for a place trying to be a little bit more, I don't know, upscale, maybe.
Right, exactly. Or maybe they're going for that word-of-mouth buzz.
Yeah.
Keeps it a mystery, keeps people talking.
Ooh, that secret spot on Blanco. I like it.
Right. There's something alluring about that, wouldn't you say? Speaking of allure, did you catch that little tidbit on their website? The Great DSA feature?
Oh, about the Christmas cocktails.
The very same.
Yeah.
So they're not just a local hangout, they're getting some recognition for their drinks too.
Okay, you had me at cocktails. I am intrigued. And okay, last but not least, this website has TWO phone numbers listed, plus an email. Is that overkill?
That says to me that they are all about customer service. You want to get a hold of them, they are ready and waiting. And you know what else? That second phone number, the one that doesn't quite follow the usual format. I'm wondering, could that be a dedicated line for, say, catering or events?
Oh, smart. Maybe they do more than we even realize.
You never know. They could be full of surprises.
Okay, so to sum it all up, that place on Blanco, it's more than just a catchy name.
More than meets the eye, for sure.
Right. It's a community hub, it's a mystery menu. They might even make a mean cocktail or two.
It sounds like a place that's deliberately cultivated this air of intrigue. It's an invitation to step away from the screen and discover what they're all about.
It's like they're saying, hey, come on down to that place on Blanco. We'll leave the porch light on.
Exactly. So the question is, are you going to take the bait?
Now, that is a question for another day, my friend. But listeners, if you've been to that place on Blanco, write in and let us know. Was it everything we hoped for and more? We're dying to know. Until next time.